Hi, my name is Sierra Leavenworth, and I recently studied abroad on the Semester at Sea study abroad program, and I just went this fall, and I picked Semester at Sea because I didn't necessarily have a place that I wanted to go in particular, but I am very much a people person, and I wanted to experience different cultures. I also wanted to be in an environment that wasn't only with Elon students or Elon professors, because I wanted to learn from other people and go multiple places. So the story that I'm going to be talking about today is an experience that I had in Ghana, where I got to go and visit the Ghana Institute of Journalism. And this was a really awesome opportunity that I think I only could have gotten through Semester at Sea, because each class that I took through Semester at Sea included an experience in country. So we would take the class on the ship, but then one day in each country we would have something related to the class. So for my Journalism, War, and Peace class, we went to the Ghana Institute of Journalism and got to talk to students about their experience studying journalism in Ghana. And this was a really impactful experience because I felt when we were put into groups to talk about issues related to media and fake news and how media affects the United States versus Ghana, that the students that I talked to knew way more about my own government than I even did, and they knew what was happening in the media with Trump and how the media has dealt with his presidency and his allegations to fake news. And this was really eye-opening because I knew nothing about media in Ghana or really what was happening with the government in Ghana. And just to see that they were more educated than me about my own country's politics was really eye-opening, because here I am afforded education at a private university, yet I'm not taking full advantage of it as students in other countries are.
So, going off, you said that they knew more about kind of the U.S. government than you did. Did you get to talk to them about their curriculum at all, and maybe their, like, classes and how that played a role in that?
Yeah, definitely. So, what I noticed is when we were in the classroom for this day, their kind of school's news team came and recorded U.S. students being there, because it was a really big deal for them, and just the equipment they were using and the way they talked about the classes that they have were just very different from, I think, the communications classes that I take here, because I feel like Elon is a very hands-on curriculum in the communications school, whereas they don't have the resources to record and shoot video and just everything that I'm offered here at Elon.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they turn to watching news on the devices that they can and reading books and reading more online articles than I ever have, just about politics all across the world, not only just the U.S. and Ghana. So it was really interesting to compare our classes and kind of realize also that they were more ahead than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yet their program is smaller. Most of them only go for 2 to 3 years. And then where we have the opportunity to do internships and stuff in the United States, they don't have that opportunity. I was talking to a boy during lunch when we had a break about what he wants to do with his journalism degree. And he said that he actually, even though it's what he wanted to do his whole life, he didn't know if he could, because he had to return to the village that he grew up in to support his family and his younger brothers and sisters. And that's just kind of how the African culture is. Like, you can want to pursue something and have a dream, but it's not as easy as it is in the United States to just be able to go into whatever you want to. So that was really hard to learn. And since my experience abroad and this particular experience, I have valued my education at Elon way more, because mm-hmm. I realize that I am so fortunate to be in such a small percentage of the whole world to have wanted to pursue journalism my whole life and be doing that and be able to graduate and have experience and hopefully go into that job field.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I guess, is there anything else you took away from that experience, whether it was on the rest of the voyage or throughout your time at Elon?
Yeah, so what I really wanted to take away from the experience also was having contacts over there. So I have kept in touch with students that I met through GroupMe and stuff because that's think it'd be really cool to go back. I've kind of always been into, like, travel journalism, so I think it'd be really cool to go back and kind of do a joint project with them and maybe produce some content with them so that it has the, like, U.S. perspective and then the Ghanaian perspective and maybe create something in the future and just stay in touch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, well, that is the end of my story. Was that good? Did it save?